Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Prepared X podcast. I'm your host, Rob Burton. And just before we get started today, here's a word from our sponsors, OnSolve.
Physical threats such as severe weather, infrastructure failures, and civil unrest are increasing in severity and frequency, forcing organizations and government agencies alike to prepare for unpredictability. That's why only OnSolve technology is committed to helping security and risk professionals identify threats quickly and manage response holistically. OnSolve combines artificial intelligence, AI, powered threat detection, real-time and historical, with mass notification, incident management capabilities, and travel risk management to form the industry's most comprehensive unified platform, one that helps organizations identify critical events faster, analyze risks more accurately, and shorten the time to respond. From anticipating risks to detection and recovery, OnSolve technology and their experienced team support over 30,000 organizations across the globe through every step of a critical event. Welcome to the Prepared X podcast, your complete source for crisis, emergency, business continuity, and security preparedness interviews, news, and much more. Now, your host. He creates chaos for a living, Rob Burton.
Welcome back to what is now our 135th episode. And today, we're going to be jumping into the complex landscape of risks and uncertainties. The role of the executive leadership in crisis preparedness has never been more vital, of course. And we're going to touch on some of the planning principles around tabletop exercises for the executive group. So whether you are a seasoned executive looking to sharpen your crisis leadership skills, or more likely, you are the one responsible for crafting these tabletop exercises, such as the crisis coordinator, then this one is for you. Thanks for joining us. So one of the things we do early on, of course, is we take a look at what are those different types of threats that may impact us, from an organizational perspective. So what are those risks? And again, there's typically a risk register or a risk document somewhere within the organization, whether you have a department and you have big resources on the risk side, or whether you have an individual that's responsible for it. The vast majority of your organization, certainly the publicly traded ones, and many others as well, do have someone that's overall responsible for that. It is a board mandate often, certainly for publicly traded companies. And of course, you have to report those various different risks on an annual basis. So that's really important. You get good data from that, because that comes from all over the organization typically. But you also want to dig deep into the organization, ask around, what are the concerns? What are you seeing out there? If you've got a large organization, maybe run a poll with some of the management teams, some of the different operations that you have. So it's good data to get back to find out what's happening on the shop floor, so to speak. What are people hearing out in the field? You've got sales teams out in the field talking to customers. So, there could be a lot going on that you're not aware of. So this is good information. So having a process for that as well, a systematic approach for pulling that information in, because it may not just sit in the risk department or with that risk individual, right? There's lots of other things going on as well. Certainly, the CISO will have stuff going on and good information there from an IT cyber risk perspective. You've got physical risk as well. You probably have a security department if you're a mid to larger organization that's responsible for physical risk. So they've got some great ideas and great things and understand what's going on as well in their physical world. And of course, lots of other areas as well. So again, organizing that really is what it's about in the early process. So risk identification and having a process for that really helps you get organized early on as it relates to the scenario. So then we want to prioritize them, right? So, okay, we're running a tabletop exercise. This is for an executive group. What is it we need to, think about in terms of, prioritizing them? Sometimes we'll do mini exercises. So if we've got, 60 to 90 minutes with an executive group, we'll throw in two or three different scenarios. Again, very high level, right? There's not much we can really accomplish with that, but we can target one or two key objectives that we want to accomplish. But again, that's one option that you can do. But certainly, you know, having a list of those, you know, various different threats, and you know, putting those into some kind of, you know, document, whether it's a spreadsheet or you've got some other other way of doing it internally, is really important. Excuse me. So yeah, we also want to look at the more like, you know, what's the likelihood of this happening, right? So, and then you have that discussion internally with the various different groups that are part of this process, and maybe you have to dig a little bit deeper as well, and maybe you'll find that actually something is more likely to happen than a cyber attack just based on where you're currently at with something going on in the organization. So that may get pushed above cyber for this year's exercise. That's just one example. So we need to obviously discuss the significance of both internal and external threats. Of course, you know, we need to include our friends in operations, financial, you know, different areas, your human resources, legal, you know, the list goes on. So it's really important that we bring all those groups in. And I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go down here. But, you know, provide some examples of you know, some kind of matrix or scoring system. That's always a good tool to have and keep on top of. Of course, it's something that you have to do. There are technologies, of course, out there that do this for you nowadays as well. And of course, some of you may already have those sitting somewhere within risk or somewhere within the organization. So again, there may be tools at your fingertips right now. And certainly there are organizations like OnSolve who have all those different technologies that can support threat intelligence. And again, there are many others as well. So again, if you don't have something like that and maybe you want to take a look at that, that's something you can certainly do. But you know, if you don't and you're just looking to get started with creating that profile and scoring system for your different risks, then certainly there are different methods out there that don't include or don't require technology. So we need to align the scenarios, of course, with the executives and the organizational objectives. You know, if we've got objectives for that year as an organization, which we often have, of course, it often in a publicly traded company, it's every quarter. You know, it's a lot about, you know, the end of the quarter and making sure that we've met the objectives that we had financially, and then maybe other operational objectives as well. So the scenario needs to kind of fit into that model as well, right? So we don't want to do something that's so far off base from the organization that you know, the leadership team will not get involved. So that's really important that you work with whoever that leader is on the leadership team to make sure that that's coordinated if you are the crisis coordinator. And of course, what we don't want to do is make, you know, is have that leader, you know, spread the word with the rest of the leadership team in terms of what to expect with regards to the details of the scenario. Typically, you want to keep those you know, away from everyone. We want to make it as much of a surprise, if you will, for the executives to kind of jump into the scenarios if they would in real life. They may know it's cyber, but they may not know the specifics. That's fine. But as much as we can keep away from that group, the better. And again, this early stage is really important. So this planning stage that we're going through here really helps you once you start to design the scenario in detail. It really helps you so you don't have to go backwards afterwards. So alignment, you know, make sure you got sign off at this stage in terms of your general direction, really, really important. So, okay, there's cross-functional teams I mentioned, or cross-functional leaders that you'll have in the room, human resources, legal, you know, financial, you know, CFO, your CEO, you've got all the different leaders in the room, the CISO, the CTO, again, depending on your organization, you've got lots of different cross-functional leaders in the room if you're a larger entity. And again, you know, some of, you know, mid-sized organizations may be double hatting in terms of some of those cross-functional teams. So we call it feeding the alligators. So as you start to think about your scenarios, we need something to feed the alligators with. So if we're having a cyber event, of course, and we've got all other leaders around the table, we need something for them. So is there a way we can pull in human resources to a cyber scenario? Well, of course there is, because there's going to be impacts, you know, based on the cyber incident that you would create. Are we going to pull in legal? Of course, every time legal is going to be involved in a cyber cyber event. So if it's not cyber, it's another event. How do we include those cross-functional leaders to make sure we got engagement throughout? And of course, there will be a lean towards one area of the organization than others. Of course, if it's cyber, we're going to be leaning towards the chief technology officer, certainly the CISO, and other leaders from an IT perspective. But again, you know, if we're making it big enough that it is a crisis that this team has been activated and they're coming together to run this tabletop, then you need to include all those other areas. And of course, you know, from a scenario development standpoint, which again, I think is 136, episode 136, which is next. I'll go into a lot more detail with regards to this section. But in this early stage, you just want to have a think about, you know, what do we want to accomplish, you know, based on our objectives, based on our risks, based on, you know, the profile of the makeup of our team, our executive team. And you can map out at this stage, very high level, you know, how do we want this thing to unfold? And again, we'll get into a little bit more detail in the next episode. How worse do we want to get it in the middle? And then at the end of it, coming out of recovery, what's the new normal, which is a term that's obviously used quite a bit, look like afterwards? So if you can map that out in this early stages, we call it the one pager. It's a high level overview of where we want to start and where we want to get to. And then again, get alignment at this stage with whoever you need to get alignment with to make sure that everyone's comfortable with the direction you're heading. Plan it here, plan it in this stage. Don't go forward and design a scenario without getting alignment on this overview. Because if you get down the line, and we learned this lesson early on 15 years ago, 10, 12, 15 years ago, whatever it was when we started doing a lot of these exercises, that we'd go down the path of creating a scenario that we thought was applicable and a lot would change. So we want to get sign off here so it makes our life easier when we design the scenario in the next phase. So okay, so that's it, really. I hope you look forward to the next one, 136, which I'll be recording next week. These drop every 2 weeks, so pleased that you could join us again for this episode. Please rate us on iTunes or wherever else you're listening to this podcast, and feel free to share it with your colleagues. We'd love to hear your feedback. And then finally, the 9th annual International Crisis Management Conference, for those of you that are not familiar, is happening in Newport, Rhode Island on June 5th and 6th of 2024. So check out crisisconferences.com for more information on that event. And PreparedX will be there. I will, of course, be there. I'm the MC of the event again. And we look forward to seeing you there if you can make it. Okay, until next time. Have a safe day.